coat, pants, and vest.
And man is about to leave, and he says, "Will you, did you bring me my coat?" And he said, and you answer, "Oh, I have your coat.
I have brought your coat."
You probably don't use the word fetched.
No.
Okay.
Yesterday, you're here quite often, though.
Yesterday I tried on a coat and it, it was just right.
It fit.
And if I had a hole in my elbow and a patch on my knee, you say, "Looks like you better go to the tailor and buy a
patch."
Or a, no, need more than that. Need more than that.
Buy a new one.
A new
new suit.
The boy carries a lot of things in his pocket. His pocket simply
bulged.
Yesterday I tried on a shirt and it fit me. I washed the shirt and now it looks like the collar.
It shrunk.
And the thing that a lady carries her coins and so forth in.
Purse.
Is there any difference between a purse and a handbag?
Yes, I think so.
You better answer this, I think, since then.
Well, purse is just, it's a pocket book. Of course, we carry everything in them.
Mm-hmm.
Larger. But, now what's the other?
Purse and a handbag, I think.
Well, a handbag is one that hangs down, long handles. That's all I've heard them ever called. Generally, it's just purse.
Some women really should have a suitcase instead of either one. All
the
stuff they have in them.
About like that, huh?
I know, right. They're getting worse there in the store.
Bigger and bigger. An ornament that a lady wears around her wrist, call it a
bracelet.
And if you'd buy your wife a bracelet, and she just looked at it, you said you'd probably tell her, "Go ahead and
put it on."
And if it looks like rain, she'd better carry an
umbrella.
A cover on a bed that's made out of patches. I mean, it's got something in the middle, but it's stitched together with small patches. It's called a patchwork.
You do have
wall-to-wall carpet. It doesn't go halfway across the room. It goes across.